This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'd like to cover a few topics. I'd like to cover the parshas within the parsha, not just one topic like we usually give shir on, one inyan. I'd like to try to touch on all the inyanim of the parsha, take out a few lessons, divrei musar. In the beginning, we have the count of Nasa Yisraelish B'nai Gershon, to count the Mishpach of Gershon. Now, it's interesting, in last week's parasha, it ended off with Kahas, on the count of Kahas. Now, why does it separate Kahas from Gershon? I'm not sure. I mean, it could have all been in the same parasha. Count Kahas, count Gershon, count Merari. But there's something interesting that we find by Merari, which we don't find by the other counts of Gershon and Kahas. Instructions to count them somewhat different. There's a pasuk to count them a little differently than Kahas and Gershon. And that is, Ubishemais tifkidu es klei mishmeres nasam. Pasuk lamed beis. Ubishemais tifkidu, with their names, you should appoint and count them. The clay mishmeres masam, the kalim that they had to, the utensil that they had to carry. It's not written by Gershon. It's not written by Kahas. So first, what is it? What does it mean? What is ubishemais tifkidu? And then maybe we can understand why it's only by Merari, it's only written by Merari. So the Ramban is Ma'ir this Shaila. What does it mean, B'Shemesh Tifkidu? And why is it only by Merari? Reads the Ramban as follows. She'afkid biyad kolish b'mispar Shemesh l'gugulaysam klei masam. Which means, instruct them, each one, the keli that he has to do by name of the person. Which means, the Ramban clearly explains what it means. Yoimerish ployni yisam and akroshim kach b'misper. Chaim David, this is your name. Your job is exactly this amount of kroshim. That's your job. Ployni, so and so, the barrel. Your job is minabrichim. Oy ha'amudim, which means they had specific detail, name, and job. Doesn't say it anywhere else. Everywhere it just says, give them the job that they have to do. Kahas had to carry the Orin and the Badim and what not. Gershon, the Kalim. Here they needed specific instructions. The name, and exactly what he had to carry by Merari. Says the Ramban, why is it different than before? Loishi yitzava b'nei Merari b'chlalam. And you can't just make a general rule. Yisu kol akroshim v'adonim v'amudim. Carry the pillars, the kroshim, the adonim. Just say, you know what? Carry the whole structure. Merari ten, and then between yourselves, you'll make up what each guy will carry. Says the Ramban, v'hiskezet chilz b'vnei Merari. Why is this mentioned only by Merari? Says the Ramban, bavur koivid masam, because we're afraid, since it's a heavy duty, it's heavy work, to carry the kroshim, it's very difficult. Yaka kolecha mimasai, v'yatol al chaveri. I like to give a mashal of this Ramban in the shul. If you don't give specific instructions what each person has to do, then everybody says we're all going to do it. Nobody does it. Because every guy throws it on the other guy. So if you give and tell him, listen, you take care of arranging the chairs. You take care of cleaning the tables. You take care of taking out the garbage. Otherwise, the rav ends up doing it. Okay? The point is, each one needed, otherwise they'll dump it on the other guy. Yakel. V'huadin gam b'vnei kos v'gershin. But the truth is, they did it also by gershin and by kohos. Many learn in the Ramban that this is just managerial skills. That the Torah is giving good advice to get the job done. And this is a lesson to be taken if any guy wants to open up a business. He wants to open a company. That's how many learn the Ramban. Bali Musr see in this Ramban actually deeper than just good advice. But they see in here a lesson in Bein Adam L'Chaveri. Bali Musr learned that what is the reason for this commandment to give them each one according to his name, his job? It's to give chashivus. It's to give the person identity. Your job is this. If you bunch everybody together, everybody's just a number. Everybody's part of the bigger. But if you machshiv each one, let him know that his job is this beriach. Let him know this his job, this keresh. Give him a memela. He won't throw it on the other person. He'll feel good about what he does for himself. I want to bring this out to show you how in our daily lives, this is a yesod in Ashkaf and Musar in Bein Adam L'Chaveri. The famous book, A Tzaddik in Our Time, people have read it. It's written by Reb Simcha Reyes, a book about the Tzaddik of Ari Levin. Not many know that actually that's written only based on volume 1. The Ari Levin, the Tzaddik in Our Time. There's actually a volume 2. Well, if you never read it, it's a good idea to read it. You'll be a different person. I've always told my Talmidim in the past that the few Svarim I want you to learn, one of them is Misulz Yesharim, Chayvus HaLevavos, and Kala Torah Kula. And also, I want you to look at Reb Simcha Reyes's book on Reb Aryeh Levin. It'll change your life. What it means to be a Yid, a Jew, to love Yidin, to care about Yidin. Reb Aryeh Levin, he's the father-in-law of Reb Eliashiv, he's a tzaddik levrach. There's a volume 2 in Hebrew that was never translated into English because it came out after the English translation. The first story, I think it's the first or the second, I think it's Mamish the first if I'm not mistaken. It's a beautiful story. It's a story about today we don't see it so much yet. You know, my wife's family comes from France. I've seen it. Every morning, they wash the floors. Somebody comes with a broom and a mop, the floors of the streets. They put chemicals and perfume and good scent. You walk out in France, even though it's the most schmutzige country and the most schmutzige people, it's the most schmeckendick also. I don't know if it's all klappy chutz. It has to look good, even though, trust me, past the surface, it's all blot, it's all dirt. I'll go pun him. In Israel, in many places where they had the cobble streets, they would come in the morning and this was a government like a garbage cleaner. Rabbi Aryeh Levin woke up early in the morning, would run to shul, and he would meet every morning this sweeper, this cleaner from the streets. Rabbi Aryeh Levin once saw him down, looked like he was in a very bad mood. So Rabbi asks him, what's... He says, I'll tell you the truth, I do this job every day. At the end of the day, I'm a garbage man. That's what he is. At the end of the day, I sweep dirt from floors. My family looks at me, they laugh at me. The few pennies I make. It's such a low job. Rabbi Levin said to him, what? Do you know that every morning I come out and I wonder what a wonderful job you do? I come out, it's so clean, and I think to myself, wow, that's great. And every time you notice, I say good morning to you with such a... What I'm thinking is thank you. Beautiful. And why do you have to think that you're cleaning the floor? You're cleaning the Rabbi Nishlam's beautiful world. It's Rabbi Nishlam's world. Yeah. The person told Rabbi Rez, who interviewed him, he was never ever depressed ever again. He looked in the mirror, and every morning, you know what he saw? Wow, I cleaned the Rabbi Nishlam's beautiful world. You see, he gave him importance, chashivus. This is you, this is your job. And every job that a person has, as menial as it might be, it's your job, it's your chalik, it's what the Rabbi Hashem asks you to do. My Zaydi used to tell me over a story from the Kapizitzer Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levracha in Vienna. The Rishayim Arurim, the German, when he came to Vienna, they took the Rav, the Kapizitzer Rebbe, and he made him mop the floors like this guy. You see, it was a thing to mop the floor, and it was a bizoindic thing. You see, it was a way of... So the Rebbe is mopping the floor, and he's singing the Gunim, happy. So the Chassidim who are standing there also mopping with the Rebbe, what are you so? He says, I'm in a very good mood. I'm extremely ecstatic. I'm laughing at them. They're sitting and laughing at me, thinking that I'm mopping Vienna's patlogis. Patlogis means floors. They don't realize, ich putz der Rabbi Nishlam shayna welt. Making beautiful the Rabbi Nishlam's world. A person with the focus, with the right focus, is able to see in the actions of what he does that there's nothing menial in this world. It's all about the Rabbi Nishlam's welt. How many people feel low by themselves? And you know where it comes from? Because people make them feel that they're not important. He's only, if he was a doctor, if he was a lawyer. But what is he already? He's a chleizvasa. It's the attitude of the people around that caused this. And I want to tell you another nice of a rabbarin. They say over there, rabbarin, it's Rabbi Tziviak, the gabbai, the money collector for the Lakewood Yeshiva. He went with rabbarin, and now it's easy pass, and there's nothing left to talk about. But then there was two tolls. There was a person and a toll booth. So Tziviak was going, he was driving rabbarin, and he wanted to go to the toll booth. The Baron said, no, I want you to go to the person. Why? You know what this person feels like when you take the toll booth over him? You know what you're saying? That the toll booth could do the same job as you. You're a worthless person. Yeah? Now, I come and I get a chance to say thank you to the person. I give him a chance to show him.
You're something.
You're somebody. You hear? Shiva Zatzal, you know, he was a going and learning, but the sensitivity, the understanding. Yeah. Now, who already gets these jobs to be at the toll booth? Well, today you can become a president afterwards, but today you could jump from anything to become the president of the United States. But at that time, it was nobodies, right? Only nobodies. And yet, Rabbaran understood that it's important to be machshiv the tzelem elikim, to the point that if you take a toll booth over a person, you're telling him you're not as worth the toll booth. The toll booth is just as good as you. Just as good, can do the same thing you could do. Rabbi Yisai, I think this is a very big lesson here to be taken. Nasai means to uplift. You know the word nasai? It's to uplift. It also means to count. Why is Nasai uplifting and counting the same? Count means to give Chashivas a number. You are this. You are. If I come and I say, Be'erich, you're 50 people. Nobody realizes that each one individually is worth something. Counting is about Nasai. It's about uplifting. Uplifting, how do you uplift the individual? You know what you tell them? that each person has his tafkid, and each person, it's yours and not the other person. You're in charge of a briach, and you're in charge of an amun. If you give it as a group task, Klal Yisrael is not a group. Klal Yisrael are individuals. And now I'm going to tell you a word from the Ksav Sefer. You know, in the previous parasha, we talked about counting Bnei Yisrael. The parasha is Bamidbar. What is the count? Kol Yoytzei Tzava B'Yisrael. How many times does the Torah have to repeat Kol Yoytzei Tzava B'Yisrael? We got it. 20 years old, you went to the army. Again, Kol Yoytzei Tzava, Kol Yoytzei Tzava, Kol Yoytzei Tzava, says the Ksav Sefer, because we're putting out a disclaimer. You know what a disclaimer is? Here we're counting Eden. Is it true that a Yid is worth one? It's not true. A Yid is worth a lot more than one. There's no way to put a number on a Yid. Even one is much more than one. Every person's an Olam Mole. Yeah? So what are we saying? Every time we count, it's Kol Yoytzei Tzava. That's only once they get to the army. In the army, we have to count 1, 2, 3. But Klapi Shmaya, what's really true, says Ksav Sefer? There's no such a thing as 1, 2, 3. My little son, Mr. Meir, when I told this pshat over to him, he said, I'm married to Kavart, for a little boy, a second grader, ganz gut. He said, if you notice, there's a custom that when we count Jews for a minion, we say not one, not two. And the answer is, you know why? Because they're not one, they're much more than one. Like the Ksav Sefer. Not one, but actually much more than. What do we learn from over here? That there's an important lesson in individuality. There's an important lesson to give each person that he's Olam Mali. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants that a Yid should understand his importance, his chashivus. And then, we could talk about Avodas Beis HaMikdash. You know, Bamidbar is Midbar Sinai. Then we could talk about Torah. When a person understands Bamidbar, he understands Tafkid, individual, the Kaiches, the importance, the Yachid. Avodas Beis HaMikdash, each Kayin, each Levi, had to understand importance. Chashivus. One of the greatest mistakes we could make is when we treat others and we undermine their importance, their chashivus. Now I want to show you something interesting. And throughout the parasha, we're going to learn this lesson. You know, at the end of the parasha, like I said, we'll touch on all different parts of the parasha. We have the Nesiim. You realize how much extra literature is in the parasha of the Nesiim? It's irrelevant. Again and again and again. The same thing over again and over again and over again. We all know the rule that the Torah is makbid on a kutzah shel yud. There's not an extra tag, crown in the Torah, an extra point. And here it's over again and over again. The same thing. Many learn that the pshat is, you think externally they all look the same, but internally, it's each one's carbon was different than the other one. Two people on the outside could be bringing the same carbon, but because of the inside, of the feelings, the emotions, and the ergeshim, it's a whole different thing. I told you over the Ksav Sefer that carbon was always safina, especially the chatas. Tzfayna lifnei Hashem. Says the Ksav Sefer, what's tzfayna lifnei Hashem? What's suffering? What's deep inside the heart? Lifnei Hashem, what's before Hashem, the field, that's the carbon. Externally, the carbon is the chatos. But you want to know what the real carbon is? The tzfayna, what's deep inside the heart of the person. So the Torah repeats to show me that don't think they're all the same. The Ramban says a different pshat. I want to read you the Ramban. Says the Heilige Ramban, why did it repeat itself over again and over again and over again? Sagt der Heilige Ramban. Sagt der Ramban. Ah. Ayoyum. Sagt der Ramban. Vanochi, says the Ramban, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chelek Kavod L'Reyav. The Rabbi Nisham wanted to show respect. The Chelek, Kavod. U'kemosh Omar, Ki Mechabdai Achabed. I show you respect. You didn't need, the Rabbi Nisham says, I want a Yid to be respected. I give you Kavod, you hear? Hanesim Kula, B'yayim echad avi ha-karben hazeh shiskim olav yachad. V'yayev shishloy echad kait l'chaveri. B'maisa, it has to be one has to come day one, and then the next guy is day two. Does that mean day one is, the person who brought day one is better than the person who brought day two? No. Yeah? So he says that's the pshat. It couldn't have said Zeh Karben Nachshon Ben Aminadav and then say, and all they did the same. Because then what you're doing is you're undermining. Ki yehaz ha-kitzer b'kavod ha-acherim, says the Ramban. You know, I always think to myself, you get an aliyah. It bothers me very much. People get an aliyah and they make a mishaberach. So they point out 3-4 of their close friends and then they say, it's kala kala kadosh hazeh. You're not allowed to do that, Yishna Rabbi. I feel very, either you get everybody or just say kala kala kadosh hazeh. You see, this is what the Ramban is saying. The Hebrews are saying you shouldn't do. You shouldn't do it. I saw my Zayd Zecharin Levrachafia. Whenever he had Aliyah, either it was kala kala kadosh or if it was time, everybody, till the last kid in the shul, everybody got it. The Ramban is saying this. Chazar lahagid shal yishkulim lefanav yizbarach. This Rabbi Yisai is covered with Klal Yisrael. Now I want to show you how it's in the middle of the parsha as well. If you take a look at the Birchas Kayanim, Kaisavachos b'nei Yisrael, we have over here, right? Amar lahem. Right, we have over here Bichas Kainim. What does the word Amar Lohem mean? It's redundant, it's extra. It says, Kais of Archus B'nai Yisrael. Amar, yeah, that's what you're supposed to say. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Amar like Zachar, like Shamar. So Zicham says, Dikduk, Lashon Hoiva. It's all a Dikduk, Rashi. Zachar, Shamar. Notice that Rashi only picked the two cases of Shabbos. Interesting, no? He couldn't find any other hoiva except for Shabbos. Zachar, Shammah, it's all Shabbos. So Rashi, this is Chum explains hoiva, it's digduk, that it's a moir present. Not a moir in the future, but a moir in the present. Okay, so what, only Zachar and Shammah is the only two examples of that? So I saw from the Kedusha see it. Mendel had brought his Kedushin. He knew already where he knew already what I would like. I said it over Shabbos. Beautiful Kedushin. Klal Yisrael's Kaddish. You think the Rabbeinu Shloim is going to rely only on the Kayin? What happens if the Kayin doesn't want? The Kayin's tired. He doesn't go up to Duch. So after Rabbeinu Shloim, don't worry about it. You're anyway, you're benched. So you know what Amar means? Like Zachar v'Sharma. Shabbos, we make the whole thing Mikadosh HaShabbos. Big deal. Shabbos is kaimi anyway. We don't make the Shabbos Kaidish. It's anyway Kaidish. But the Rebbe Yishon wants us to say it anyway. Say it! Say it! Announce it! Proclaim it! Same thing here to Omar. You just tell them, it's anyway that way. It's anyway that every Yid is gebenched from the Rebbe Yishon. A beautiful word. Beautiful word. Tzitzvi Gold, you hear? Omar just means, say it, even though the truth is, it's anyway that way. Just like Zacha v'Shamar, it's anyway Shabbos. Yontif we make. Yontif is Klal Yisrael. But this is Mishamaya. From heaven it's already Kaddish. Same thing, Zachar, same thing, Omar Lahem. In Marv Shemesh, there's a different shot. What's Omar Lahem? Unbelievable shot. Unbelievable. He says the word Omar is not about speaking. You know, we have a pasuk in the Torah of Es Hashem Ha'emarta Hayoim. Ha'alikim Ha'emircha Hayoim Liyos Layla Am. The word Ha'emira, what is that? Uplift. The Eibush to Hemarta, you uplift him through words. But the root of it is not to speak. It's about elevating. Elevation.
Come.
That's the root word. Es Hashem Hemarta Hayoyim. You spoke highly today. That's the words. That's the translation. So he says, the Marv Shemesh, that the main job of the Kohen is to bring up Klal Yisrael, the honor, to speak, that their Klal Yisrael is to bring up the Kovet. Omer, tell them, Yivarecha Hashem, it's the Rebbein Shalom loves you, he benches you. The job of the Kohen is to bring out, look at Klal Yisrael. Kohen Sivarcha, you want to know how to do it? Omer Lehem. And he says, any yid that elevates another yid, he's right to give him bracha. Tzadikim, if they want their bracha to be miskayim, you have to walk around saying good things about Klal Yisrael. You have to dahoy ben yid, you have to give them aliyah, and then you're able to give bracha. I think with this we can understand another part of Birchas Kayanim. You know, it says Yivarech Hashem. Rashi says it's going on Mammon. Should bench you with Mammon. Yishmerecha, that the shoydedim, that the robbers shouldn't steal your money. And then it says Yair Hashem. What is Yair Hashem? Torah. That's what the Medrash says. That's the Marv Shemesh's kashik. Frek the Marv Shemesh. Why does he start with Mammon? And then he goes to what? To Torah. It should be the other way. Torah is more important. So he says an unbelievable pshat. The Marv Shemesh is beautiful. He says, Avada Torah is gewaldig. But you know when you need a bracha, Yoyer Hashem, that Hashem should enlighten you. Once you make the money, you know what's going to happen? That's when the nisayin of not appreciating Torah begins. The bracha is not Torah. The bracha is the Torah after Yivrech Hashem b'mamon. When you get rich, you need a special bracha that Hashem should lighten you what's real and what's not real, what's good and what's not good. Otherwise, you become lost in your money. So the bracha is Yivrech Hashem b'mamon. Now I have to give you a bracha, Yair Hashem, that the Rebbe should light. That's why it's light. He should lighten you that you should see the truth. What the Iker and what the Tafel is. This Chassidus Shemar V'Shemesh Grad is a little Shavart from the Chofetz Chaim. My Zaydi used to say over, if you look at Birchas HaChadosh, how many times do we ask for Yiras Shemayim? Twice. Chaim Shetehei Banu Avas Teira V'Yiras Shemayim. Chaim, Shalosh Lechav, Chaim starts off, Chaim Sheish Bem Yir Shemayim, Yir Aschet. Chaim Sheish Bem Avas Teir of Yir Shemayim. So we ask for you, how many times do you have to ask for Yir Shemayim? So I always say it's two different types of Yir Shemayim. There's Avas, there's Yir Shemayim, Yir Aschet. And then there's Yir Shemayim, which is Avas Teir. We're talking about two different types of Yir Shemayim. Okay? One is a Yiras Shemayim in life, and one is a Yiras Shemayim of Chet, not to sin. It's two different types of Yiras Shemayim. Okay, we've spoken about this in the past. The Chavetz Chaim used to say over, my Zaydi used to quote, tell me from the Chavetz Chaim, don't forget you ask for Oishav V'Chavet in the middle. We ask Chaim Shtei Banu Oishav V'Chavet.
money in.
Honor it. Okay, now we have to ask again for Yiras Shamayim. After the money, there's a Yiras Shamayim that we need, a special bracha. Once you make the money, that we should have Yiras Shamayim, regardless that we made the money. Yeah? Oysha v'chavit. Oysha v'chavit, Rabbi Yisai, is dangerous. Because what happens is that a person is baigit. You know, it could lead a person completely off the derech. Why do we make a lechayim? You never know, you pick up a cup of wine and we say lechayim. So, state and svarim. Because wine, if it's not used properly, it could cause the most terrible tragedies. Death came from wine. Adam, why do we have death in this world? It's hadas, grape, according to one mandama, was grape. Look at the light. Ilala, it brings death to the world, right? So when we drink, we say, L'chaim. Well, L'chaim to gezun. What we do with Nazaretim. What we do is we say, L'chaim. But this, when we drink it, it should be for life. So the Zayda said he believes when you give somebody COVID, you should also say L'chaim. Because COVID can be a very, very dangerous thing. With COVID, you could do the worst things if it gets to your head. So we should give you a bracha, l'chaim. The point is, once you have Oysha, and once you have COVID, we need a special bracha for this. So I want to tell you, Rabbi Isa, I would answer the kash a little differently. You think it's a big thing to give a bracha, Yivarecha Hashem, to a Talmud Chacham, to a Tzaddik. The Kohen doesn't need to do that. You know why? The Talmud Chacham, of course, is gebenched. Why did we need a Kohen to give a bracha? Why was it given to the Kohen? So we always spoke in the past, B'Ahava. That was our old insight. But the Kohen and Ahava, this week it dawned on me a new pshat, Rabbi Yisai. You ready? Once read an article in one of these magazines that come out that a Kohen who duchened in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yashiv. And he writes over there the way he's a regular person and he's sitting there giving the Gadol Hador a bracha. And the way he couldn't understand that, you know. Could you imagine? Normally it's the tzaddik giving the person. And here this guy, oh, the regular balaba, the regular guy, he's giving the Gadol Hador a bracha. Okay, good. You know what I think the pshat is? It's not a big deal for the simple kayin to give the Gadol Hador a bracha. Then we wouldn't need a kayin for that. You know what you need the kayin? To give the Paisha Yisrael. It's to give the people that know nothing and understand nothing. Only Aaron HaKohen could find the love and the kafschus in order to give a bracha to the most simple need. And really, Mar Shemesh talks about this Nakuda. To be able to pick up the most simple, the most far, the most rachik dikiyid. You know, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that what's the inyan of pichas kayanim? La'am shebesadach. That's the lashon of the Gemara. It's for the people in this. What does that mean? He means the people that are in the field. The people in the Beis Medrash don't need the kayan. It's the people was falarin. They're not even here. The Am Shebesadeh, as if the Amaretz, as if the Gemara would say for the Amaretz. Memela, watch the bracha. The first bracha is Shapanosa, because that's how you got to talk to them. Huh?
For these people.
Yeah, you got to talk. And then at the end, you give them a bracha, Yair Hashem, that they should be Zoicher to see that Taira is Taira. You see, who's the Kayin? The Kayin understands the Am Shebesadeh. The Kayin is able to appreciate the Am Shebesadeh. He loves the Am Shebesadeh. So he gives them a bracha in their work. You know, I always think to myself, I try to read in the Chassidish literature, what's the yisoid of a Rebbe and the Bracha? Because it's a world that I didn't grow up with. I grew up in the literature world. And I try to understand the yisoid, this, what it comes from. And I saw a pelvic of art. I'm trying to remember if it's from Bells, from one of the Groyser, from the Groyser Rebbes. What's the reason that we give a pitka? You know, when you give a Rebbe, you give him a pitka, you give him a kvittel. And what's most of the discussion in those kvittel? Parnosa. That's usually what it is. It's about Parnosa. So he writes, unbelievable thing. When you give it to her, you know what you're telling the Rebbe? Rebbe, we had a deal. What's the deal? You're going to sit and learn and do Avodas HaKadosh, and I'm going to support you, right? That was the... So I keep on reminding him, you know, my parnos isn't working out. You better start praying more and learning more. Sort from Bells, it's made a big of up. What's the point? The point that I'm trying to bring out is the Amshe Besada, the Inyan of Parnosa, is really what the Kohen is meant to take care of. Avada, the Kohen, he does avoid in the base Hamikdash. His service, like a Rebbe's service to the people, is their Parnosa. Yom Kippur. That's exactly what I try to bring up. That's exactly where I'm going with this. Could you imagine Yom Kippur? What is the Kohen's tefillah? And the answer is Parnosa for Klal Yisrael.
He does something special for
just for that. That's what he does. The Kohen goes in, and it took me. The tzaddik, the Kohen, his mind has to be preoccupied to love the Am Shebesada and their concerns and needs, Parnosa. The communication and the mail of the bracha is Yivarecha Hashem, taka with Mamin. Now, I also wish you'd learn Torah. You know, there's a word from the Litvishen. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would say, Yenim's Gashmius is my Ruchmius. What does that mean? For me, I have to worry about my ruchnius. That's my department. My concern for him has to be his gashmius, his needs. Caring for his gashmius is my ruchnius. That's my... You see? To get up and say, I wish you Torah... It's good. I'm telling you it's good. But you know what I really could wish you? That every yichet panos. I also wish... Yair Hashem, that you should come to understand the importance of Torah, but the relationship between the Kohen, like a father, has to be concerned for the needs of the Yid first, and then for the Ruchnius of the Yid. And that's the Pshat in the Birchas Kohen. Yivarecha Hashem, b'mamon. V'yishmerecha, shaydidim. They shouldn't take your money. And then Yair Hashem, panav eilecha, v'chunecha. Now I'm going to say another Deher. Another part of the achrayus responsibility of the Kohen. One is the Gashmius. Like I said, Yanim's Gashmius is my Ruchmius. The Kohen also is in charge of making sure that there's an Achdus in Klal Yisrael. The reason why we give it to the Kohen, because notice, what was one of the koiches of Aaron HaKohen? He was Meitel Shalom. The Achdus. That's another part of it. You see, in the past I've spoken to you about Kohen Ahava. Now I'm going to speak to you Kohen, his care for the Am Shebesada Parnosa, and another Nekuda, and that is his ability to create an atmosphere of Shalom and Achdus and Klal Yisrael. Shalom and Achdus and Klal Yisrael. I Aaron HaKohen, right? He was Oyev Shalom, Oyev Shalom, he made Achdus. So there's a Gevaldi Gevur from the Noyem Mikadim. If you notice, it begins actually with a plural. Daber El Aharim El Bonav Leim, or Koy Suvarach was B'nai Yisrael. Amayr Lohem, that's a Lashon Rabbim. Yivarecha Hashem V'yishmerecha is Lashon Yachid. Yair Hashem Panav Eilecha is Lashon Yachid. So I always would say, Pashit, understand that you're giving each one individually a bracha. You know, this, you know, you go to a Rebbe Shetish, there's some Rebbes that give you like this, it's the whole crowd. And then there's some Rebbes that give each guy individually, you see. The Kohen is giving, he goes like this with his hand, Yivarecha Hashem, each guy individually. And that's why it's a Lashon Yachid. Noemi Gadim says, you know what, Amar Lohem, tell them the plural. You have to connect together to get the Brach Yivarecha Hashem. When there's Achdus in Klal Yisrael, that's when. Huh?
Connect first and second.
Amar Lohem, plural. Tell them the rabbin that in order to get the bracha, it has to be Yivarecha if you join together as one. Noyemi God, beautiful, beautiful pshat rabbis. Meir Dika. Zisvitzukah. What am I trying to bring out? That there's a klal and a prat. In klal Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael klal, how do you have the klal? It's made up with each prat. And when the prats come together, you have a klal. But klal does not mean just numbers, nobodies. Here, 1,000 people, it's nothing. That's not called a klal. A klal means each number, when it comes together, then it becomes a rabbin. Nosoi, the counting. This is what this parasha is trying to show. Individual, klal. And if you notice, there's something very interesting. The Rishayim ask Akasha, we also have the parasha of Metzora here. People don't realize that. V'yishalchum in amachne kol tzeruah v'chol zav. Very interesting. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimer tzavas b'nei Yisrael v'yishalchum in amachne. How did this come in? Rishayim ask us for Akasha. In Parshas Metzora it should have been. Well, why is this here? So I want to tell you over a Moridik Yisait. If you notice, the pasuk says, "Vayasu came in Israel, Vayishalchu Eisam, Kasha Dibur Hashem O Moshe Kain Asu in Israel." How many times does it have to say? It says, "Vayasu came in Israel." Okay, we got it. No, Kasha Dibur Hashem O Moshe Kain Asu in Israel. You're repeating the same thing over and over again. What is the Torah emphasizing that they did it? They did it the way their Moshe told them. So actually, there's a chizkuni that says that the pasuk is teaching us they did kasha dibra Hashem al Moshe right away. They took care of it right away. Kein asu b'nei Yisrael, even the Mitzrayim let them do it. Sometimes the Mitzrayim say, you put up a fight. They didn't put up a fight. They let them take them out. So says the chizkuni. But the pasuk is saying they did it, and Kein asu b'nei Yisrael that the Mitzrayim agreed. They didn't put up a fight. They said, okay, you're sending us out, we'll go. Bali Musar say, tell me, you know what it is to have a mitzayra within your midst? So first of all, if you're an Erlich from a Yid, you say, I don't need this Balaveira next to me. Mitzayra means he did tremendous Averis. Okay. If you're not such an Erlich Yid, you don't want him next to you, you know why? He's contagious. According to many Shitas, he's contagious. You know what it looks like, a Mitzayra? In America, they quarantine, they lock up people who are Mitzayra. I mean, that's what they do.
You don't have to do it.
As a matter of fact, Rabbi Aryeh Levine, in his book, they bring about how he used to go visit the Mitzayrayim in the jails, in the hospitals, those that had leprosy, and he wasn't afraid that he would get sick from it. Most people stay away from a mitzairah. So why would a person send out a mitzairah? Because he wants to send out a mitzairah. Says the Torah, no. They didn't do it for that reason. You know, they only did it because Kashetziva Hashem es Moshe kein asu b'nei Yisrael. They did it only because Hashem said they would. No yid throughout the other yid out of the machna because he wanted. They had to do it because they were forced because Hashem said to do it. It's trying to bring out the chashivus that the Jew had for the other yid. You hear? How many times do we throw people physically and with verbally away? He's a nothing. We write him off. Get rid of him. The Mitzayra is someone you should have to get rid of. You have to get him out of the vicinity. The Yid only did it forcefully because Hashem said that was the only reason they would do it. As far as they weren't ready, nobody would say, I want to get rid of him. They did it completely l'shma l'shem mitzvah. Today we write off people like nothing. Who is he? What is he? Where is he? When it comes to schools, we throw kids out left and right. I want to tell you a beautiful story. The grandchild of Reb Chaim Stein. Reb Chaim Stein was the Rosh Hashiva in Telz. He just passed away like 2-3 years. He was 100 years old. So the grandchild was in my shul 2-3 weeks ago. So I said to him, tell me a story that nobody heard of, that nobody, only you, you know, give me something that's not in the books, as they say. All right? Something that you know. So he says, yeah, I have a story, he tells me. I was cleaning up my grandfather's office for Pesach. And there were papers on the desk. One of the papers was a brochure for Lakewood Cheder. Lakewood Cheder. What's on Lakewood Cheder brochure? Pictures of kids, running, coming, classes, class pictures, a brochure for the issue. So I went and I took it and I threw in the garbage. Chaim Stein says, no, called back his grandson, he says, pictures of Yiddish kinder, you don't throw in the garbage, it belongs to Seamus. Belongs to Seamus. We're very quick, Rabbi Said, to write off our children. He's nothing, he's a nobody, he's a this, he's a that. Told you many times a story that I was on a flight to Eretz Yisrael. And next to me was sitting a Gerach Chassid. Now, Gerach Chassidim don't like to talk. They copy their Rebbe, and the Rebbes don't talk. They have a Mahalach Kotzk. The less you talk, the few words. You see the Sfasemis, his writings, it's short and to the point. So, as a good Gerach Chassid, the guy didn't say one word to me a whole trip. Okay, fine. No problem. Middle of the trip, he turns around to me. You want to hear something, a good Vart from the Ger Rebbe? I go, yeah, I didn't know you know how to talk. I thought, you know, I thought you just, someone cut your tongue out. I didn't think you knew you talk at all. But don't worry, after this vort, he said one word to me to the rest of the trip till he said goodbye to me, and that was it. I'll tell you the vort that he said. And years I was thinking, why did he tell me this? Like, out of nowhere. He says to me that in Gary Yeshiva, there was a boy that had to be thrown out. He didn't behave. So they went to the Bais Yisrael, and they asked the Bais Yisrael, or maybe the Leif Simcha, one of the, not sure which one of the Ger Rebbes. We have to throw this boy out because A, B, C, D, whatever he was doing. So like in Ger, like I told you in Kotzk, one word. The Rebbes used didn't say more than two words. Avi, it's one word. Avi means where. I'm looking at the guy, what are you talking about? I had no idea what he was talking about. He says to me, you know what the Ger Rebbe meant? Where do you want to throw him out to? And I'm still not catching on what he's saying. He says to me, you don't get it. Yeah. But it's your child. Wherever you throw him, he's still your child. You got to take care of him. Where do you want to throw? Well, you can throw him, dispose him in the garbage. What do you want to do with him? Avi means, the word throw, Arois Varfin, where? Oh, I got what he wanted. He was trying to say is, he's one of us and we got to take care of him. And there's no throwing because you got to, wherever you send him, he's still your responsibility. The guy stopped talking. And that was it till the rest of the trip. He said goodbye to me, I said goodbye to him. And I thought, what an interesting conversation. And I realized that this was a message from the Rebbeinu Shleilam, heaven sent. One day, I was going to become a Rosh Hashiva by the Bukharian community. And trust me, there were plenty of kids. And every day we had to throw out, and there was issues, should we throw them out? And the Rebbeim and the Yeshiva were quick to get rid of them, quick to pull the trigger on them. Why? And I remember the lesson of Avi. Where do you want to throw them to? Yeah. You send out from the Tzerua, don't be quick to trigger, to shoot him in the head and get rid of him. Do it, maybe you have to. There are times when the Rebbeinu Shlom says you got to do it. But it's got to be that I don't really want to do it. And that's a whole different sending out. It's a sending out which is, you know, when the Tzerua sees that you don't really want to send them out, he doesn't get angry. He doesn't become angry at Torah and Mitzvah. But if he sees that you're personal, that you want to get rid of him, they go. He's able to go off completely and curse. And when you send out a Mitzvah in a Machne, it has to be with Chashivus of the Yid. You can't forget the Chashivus of the Yid when you send them out of the Machne. This is why this Pasuk is here in this parasha. The Nazir. Now let's get to the Nazir, Rabbi Say. The Nazir in this parasha, it's interesting. The Nazir is called Ki Nazir Elokim Arayshay. Yeah. Nazir. We crown him. Tell me, what does the Nazir do that's so unbelievable? What? He's Pirish from Yayin, and he doesn't take a haircut. Yeah. Do you know that I know many people who don't drink wine and don't take haircuts?
They could be bums.
No, not even bums. I'm just saying, for 30 days. Well, most people don't take, unless you're Chassidish Yid, you don't take a haircut every within 30 days. Wine, if it's not for Kiddush, I wouldn't drink wine. I know that with the years that I didn't drink wine for Kiddush either, we drank grape juice in the house. The Rebbetzin wanted the kids, and so we drank grape juice. It's not the issue now. The point is, what are we talking about? What are we saying? So the Bali Musar asked us for Akasha. What's the big Nazir, Kinezer, Lekim, Aroishai? And the answer is, that guy who didn't drink wine and not take a haircut because he grad doesn't drink wine and he grad doesn't take a haircut, it's not a big deal what he did. But if you do it with the intentions and with the understanding, that what's this world of Iker, what's important in this world, Kinezer Elokim Arayshay, yeah. He's the crown. The crown of humanity. Kinezer Elokim Arayshay. What do we see from here? We see from here a tremendous zach. We see from here that a person could be considered exalted. A nozzle. A crown. The lashon of Rabbi Chasman is that everybody almost bows to this person. Nazir, he's the king. And whose crown is he wearing? He's wearing the Rebbeinu Shlom's crown. Why? Because he's an Erlich Yid. And he gets it. You know, Rabbi Isai, how many times do we see Erlich Yid who get it? And we don't respect him. The Torah wants that we should realize Kinezer Elokim Arayshay. Otherwise, who's it negate to? Who does the Torah want? Either we could say that the person. Now, let's look at the lash of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is Here. No, the name Yahweh Shiazik, Shiah, Yushka Hill, Klochim, call him in at the Ashi Yazir, call the Shikapera. Oh. Knezer Ali Kimarosh, yeah? Oh. Call you may Nizri, where's the Lush of the Prasik Nazar Al Kim Araish Kalashu Lashem? What's that Kayin? How come I can't find the Lushin? Sar Reish Nizrei, Ki Nezer Lekim HaReishai. So what's the Pshat Nezer Lekim HaReishai? Ki Nezer Lekav HaReishai, here it is. La'aviv l'imai l'achir l'achaysa l'yitamu l'hem b'maysa. Ki Nezer Lekav HaReishai. So who's the point? The people. When they look at him, they have to see Nezer Lekim HaReishai. The covet, the respect that we give a person who understands, that's called Nezer Lekim HaReishai. I would like to just end with an big insight, and that is, it's interesting that the Nazir brings two karbanos. He brings a shlamim, and he brings a chatas. Why does he bring a shlamim? So the Mefarshim say, he has to thank Hashem for the experience that he had. Why does he bring a chatas? And the answer is two pshat. One pshat is because he stopped. According to the Ramban, he should have continued. Other Rishayim say he brings a chatas because the experience he had was not right. It was an avera. So something is not matching here. He brings a shlamim to praise Hashem for the tremendous, and we tell him he's unbelievable, right? Nezul Kim HaReisha. And at the same time, he brings the chatas because he did something wrong. So which one is it? Which one is it? You know what the answer is, Rabbi Yisrael? I'll tell you the pshat. The emes, the real pshat. Once he stopped, it's a siman that he didn't get what he was doing till now. Because had he understood what he was doing, he would have continued it. So on one hand, a Nazir who doesn't understand and appreciate what he's doing is a chayta for doing it. At the same time, is there a maila avad? He got an experience which leads him to maybe in the future one day. But you see one bigger side. A nazir, in order to be a kaddish, he had to show that he understands, he got it, he appreciates the fact that he was a nazir. If the naziris was, if he mezakta ani belebenish, you know what the word belebenish is? Belebenish means I had to go through it, I had no choice. Here, he saw the woman, the saita, now he has to be a nazir. But I don't really want to be a nazir. You know when you see if he wanted or not wanted? At the end of 30 days. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people sit in yeshiva. You want to know to see if they really wanted? Let's see the minute they don't have to. Then all of a sudden, boom, they're gone. And the answer is only because you had to, you see, you sat. That's called a chait. To sit and wish you on the outside. I always say this, Vart. It might be better off to be on the outside looking in than to sit on the inside and look out, waiting for the moment to leave. The nazir is 30 days. And at the end of 30, he already had to stop. So that means that while he was doing it, he didn't appreciate. Had he appreciated what he was doing? Had he realized the importance of what he was doing? had he realized the chashivus of Nezer l'kava roishai, then he would have continued. There's a word from the Ostravtsa. I don't know if you know this, the history of Europe. There was an Ostravtsa Rebbe who wrote a sefer called Meir Einei Chacham. But that, besides his genius, that's a sefer of genius of Polish Apilpul, he was actually known for something that's completely different, even though he was famous for that. But the main thing that he was known for was that he fasted 40 years from before World War I to World War II. Hashem should ward off World War II. Like Tzaddik, Reb Tzaddik HaKayin, Reb Tzaddik, remember in the Gemara, that he used to fast 40 years. They had to feed him intravenously. This Meir Chacham, this Osra did the same thing. So they once asked him, the Gemara says that a Naz is a Chayta. The Gemara says, Kala Yoshe B'tainis is Nikr Chayta. So how could you fear so much? So you know what he answered? Where the guitar is. It doesn't say Hashari B'tainis. It doesn't say Ha'oise Tainis. Ha'yoshef. You know what Yoshev means? He sits there. Does he grow? It didn't affect him anyway. If it doesn't affect you, you're sitting, you just happen to be fasting, then you're Nikra Chayta. He says, but if you're Oila when you fast, if you're growing, then the fasting is good. The nausea has to appreciate. And this, I tell you again, is the aside. If we don't appreciate who we are as a Yid, the Nazir who he is as a Kaddish, the Ben Torah who he is as a Ben Torah, the Kayin, remember the beginning of the parasha, the Kayin in his Avodah, the bolts, appreciate your job. You can't function, it doesn't work. Person has to be vayigba libay bedarki Hashem, to be proud who you are. Once you get it, then you continue with it. If you don't get it, if you don't chap what it's about, you don't appreciate what it's about, you stop. And I'll end with a ma'aseh, Rabbi Yisrael. Did you understand what I said? I'll have to repeat it, because I don't see if the Olam appreciates the shot by the Nazir. The Nazir stopped. And because of that, he brings a carbon. So what? And the answer is, because the fact that he stopped is a sign that he never got it in the first place. The fact that you never got it, that's already a kalashari b'tainis, nikra chayta. So actually, all the pshatim are the same. Did you sit, but you're a chayta for fasting, for being a Nazir. And the raya of the chayta of the naz is the fact that you stopped. Had you not stopped, there's a raya that you understood. And once you understand, then it's a good thing that you... If you're a yoyshev, b'tayimus, that's no good. I'll tell you a meir dikamais. Years ago, a money collector knocked on my door. He heard that I'm who I am, my zayda, the beisarin. So his pitch for getting me to give him tzedakah was a story. And what was his story? He has smicha from my great-grandfather, the Beis Aaron, and underneath my grandfather, Beis Aaron's signature of the smicha is the brisker of smicha. He signed on the smicha. What's the story he tells me? And he tells me a detailed story. Unbelievable. Now, had I been today, then, means as old as I am now, then, I would have said, before we talk business, show it to me. I want to see this because this is a big thing for me. But at the time I was learning, I didn't really care that much, you know. But the story was a good story. I listened to his story. I don't know if I gave him enough money to make him happy, but whatever. The story, I might have gotten the better half of the deal on that one. But Al Capone, what was the story? And if you looked at Brisker book, on the Brisker Rav, the fourth chelik, they print this story. They have the story open. And that is, that he was a Hasidish Bucher from Varsha. He learned Shulchan Aruch. The Hasidish Bucherim in Europe used to learn Shulchan Aruch. They had no connection to the litter. And he, today, the whole world is connected. Mamish, Chassidim and litter, and it's all mixed up together. But in those days, it was the one time a year that you were able to see the in the summer. They used to go to Krenitz. Krenitz was like the Catskills. You hear? So, this Chassidim Shabuch was in Krenitz. He sees the Brisker Rav. You heard the Brisker Rav? You heard? So he walks over to the Brisker Rav and he asks him for Haskama Smicha on Shulchan Aruch. You won't got to ask. You don't ask the Brisker Rav for Smicha, you know. Shulchan Aruch, it's... So the Brisker Rav told him, I'm not a Sar HaMaskin. Now, what's Sar HaMaskin? Litta, they don't say shin, they say sin. The shins are sins. So ma shkim is what we have in the Torah by Yosef, sar hamashkim. So he changed it, I'm not a sar hamaskim. Which means I don't give smichas. I don't give askamas and smichas. I'm not sar, ich bin nicht kein sar hamaskim. I can't give you smichas, I don't give smichas to people. I don't do that. The person told me, he was a young boy at the time. He got insulted. He didn't, you know, he wasn't used to such literature, drastic responses, you know. See them, I'm a woman, you know, literature, you know, they don't talk. You don't get such answers. Briskerov saw that he couldn't handle it because it wasn't used to so. So he said, you know what? Briskerov was a tzaddik. He said, you know what? Rabbi Aaron Volk, Beisarin, he's here also. My Zayda was here. Go to him. He's a Rav. He'll give you smicha. Matter of fact, the Zayde gave smicha to Dayan Weiss. Minchas Yitzchak, in the beginning of a sefer, who does he have smicha from? From the Elta Zayde. The Zayde gave him smicha. Kitzer, go to him. He'll give you smicha. I'll sign underneath. To show you that why only the Beis Aaron gives, I'll do it also. I mean, but first go to him. Get the smicha, he'll give you the test. If you get it, I'll sign underneath. So he tells me, I went to the Beis Aaron. Excitedly, I thought I'll get the smicha. I couldn't get it. Why? They were there for 2-3 weeks, Ben Asmanim, right? In the summer. The entire time, my grandfather was so involved in learning that he couldn't stop, he couldn't interrupt him. And he tried to reach him here, there. He was just learning all the time. Finally, after 2 weeks, he found an opportunity. My Zaydi was walking back from Mincha, so he caught him. Could you give me a bechina on Yeridaya? And my Zaydi said, well, okay, no problem. He asked him 2-3 questions, and okay, and he gave him smicha. That's the way the Al-Amalek Rabbanim used to, you know. Gave him a smicha, no problem. The guy was excited. He finally got his smicha, so he ran to the Brisker Rav with the paper. But he tells me he was scared that the Brisker would think, what took so long? Did you fail a few times? Like a guy gets a road test, you know,
driving test 6 times.
Six times and didn't pass. What took so long? He told me, he was worried. So he was telling the Brisker of that it's not his fault, that every time he came to the Beis Aaron, he was learning. So he couldn't bother him. And then he says, and then I said, you know, look how someone like the Beis Aaron, that if this is how he learns Bein Hazmanim, that he doesn't stop. Can you imagine what it's like when it's not Bein Hazman, not summer vacation? The Brisker Rav turned white. That's all he had to hear. He looks at him and he goes, what? A difference between Bein Hazman, summer and not relaxation, vacation, not, what are you talking? There's no difference. He says, you sound like a person that never learned a Tosis in your life. Like a baby, he said to him. You call him, smicha you're looking for? First you have to grow up, you're like a baby, don't you get it? He says, if you ever learned a Tosis in your life, you would say there's a difference between summer vacation and not summer vacation. The Brisker was furious. He got so angry at him. He told me, so that was it. He thought the Brisker Rav was not going to give him the smicha. Brisker Rav says, give me a pen, because he promised him. And as he's writing the name, He's talking, mumbling to himself, what does he know? What do they know what Valojin is? What do they know about Torah? What does he know? He was ranking the kid out. He never tasted the Taisis. What's the lesson? If someone actually tastes a Taisis and you get it, you can't stop. Doesn't make sense. There's no... Then it's Vagisim and Yom of Laila. Once you get what it is, once you understand the chashivas, the importance of what it is, once you taste the beauty of it, and Chaim writes clearly, you benched Eibishd on all the good, ain't Torah la Torah. That if a person would taste the sweetness of Torah, he would run in the streets more Torah, like a drunk runs after his next addicted to the schnapps. You'd be addicted to Torah. This Rabbi Sai is the Taina of the Nazir. If the Nazir got it, and you tasted Nazir Lekim, you tasted Nazir Lekim HaRoshay, you'd be addicted. You wouldn't be able to stop. You wouldn't be able to stop. Where is the problem, Rabbi Sai? We don't get it. And we don't taste it. And we don't realize the chashivus of what we do. Every mitzvah that we do. Who we are. We would realize how the Rabbeinu Shloim cares and appreciates. I told you over recently, what's the pshat Torah l'shma according to Reb Chaim Vital? Ashi misha moli b'toira ve'oise nachas ruach. That's one of the reasons according to Reb Chaim Vital l'shma. L'shma for the Eibishter. That the Eibishter loves it so much. We would realize the nachas ruach. We would understand our role, our responsibility, the chashivus that we have, then you don't stop. Then there's no difference between summer and winter. There's no difference between this and that. Naziris, there's no stop after 30. You keep on going. This Rabbi Sai is to understand and appreciate. And getting back to what we started with, it is our responsibility to help others appreciate themselves. Just like we said by Merari, Merari was told, understand. And I was rather thinking to myself, in the Rishonim it's clear that Merari was third. Gershon, Kos, and then Merari. Maybe Merari needed more to be show each one that the Chashivas of... Yeah, Kohas carries the Oren. Yeah. Gershon carries the Menorah. These are carrying the fundraising of the build, the wood, the outside. Dafke them, give them Chashivas, each guy to his bolt. Uplift, even the most menial part of carrying. You should know each one has his Tafkin and his Chalik. And when you appreciate and understand your tafkid daily, then each person does what he has to do.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.